Taking on the role of older sister often feels about like carrying a sack of rice back and forth across the city, because not only is a younger sister as dependent on her older sister as a passenger is on the train she rides, but when the girl behaves badly, it's her older sister who must bear responsibility. The reason a busy and successful geisha goes to all this trouble for a younger girl is because everyone in Gion benefits when an apprentice succeeds. The apprentice herself benefits by paying off her debts over time, of course, and if she's lucky, she'll end up mistress to a wealthy man. The older sister benefits by receiving a portion of her younger sister's fees, as do the mistresses of the various tea houses where the girl entertains. Even the wig maker, and the shop where hair ornaments are sold, and the sweet shop where the apprentice geisha will buy gifts for her patrons from time to time, they may never directly receive a portion of the girl's fees, but certainly they all benefit by the patronage of yet another successful geisha who can bring customers into Gion to spend money. It's fair to say that for a young girl in Gion, nearly everything depends on her older sister, and yet few girls have any say over who their older sisters will be. An established geisha certainly won't jeopardize her reputation by taking on a younger sister she thinks is dull or someone she thinks her patrons won't like. On the other hand, the mistress of an okia that has invested a great deal of money in training a certain apprentice won't sit quietly and just wait for some dull geisha to come along and offer to train her. So, as a result, a successful geisha ends up with far more requests than she can manage. Some she can turn away, and some she can't. Which brings me to the reason why Mother probably did feel, just as Mameha suggested, that not a single geisha in Gion would be willing to act as my older sister. Back at the time I first came to the Okia, Mother probably had in mind for Hatsumomo to act as my older sister. Hatsumomo may have been the sort of woman who would bite a spider right back, but nearly any apprentice would have been happy to be her younger sister. Hatsumomo had already been older sister to at least two well-known young geisha in Gion. Instead of torturing them as she had me, she'd behaved herself well. It was her choice to take them on, and she did it for the money it would bring her. But in my case, Hatsumomo could no more have been counted on to help me in Gion and then be content with the few extra yen it would bring her than a dog can be counted on to escort a cat down the street without taking a bite out of it in the alley. Mother could certainly have compelled Hatsumomo to be my older sister, not only because Hatsumomo lived in our okia, but also because she had so few kimono of her own and was dependent on the okia's collection. But I don't think any force on earth could have compelled Hatsumomo to train me properly. I'm sure that on the day she was asked to take me to the Mizuki Tea House and introduce me to the mistress there, she would have taken me instead to the banks of the river and said, "Kamo River, have you met my new younger sister?" and then pushed me right in. As for the idea of another geisha taking on the task of training me, well, it would mean crossing paths with Hatsumomo. Few geisha in Gion were brave enough to do such a thing.